USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's going to be a red wave like you've never seen before.
President Trump predicting great things for Republicans in the upcoming election. The president campaigning in New Hampshire today continues.
People are tired of looking at the anarchists and all of the things taking place in Portland, Chicago, New York with crime.
His Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, has no public appearances scheduled. After several aides, including his chief of staff, tested positive for COVID-19, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says Vice President Mike Pence will keep campaigning.
CDC guidelines does say essential personnel.
Yes, it says wear a mask. If they wear a mask.
And I spoke to the vice president last night at midnight. And I can tell you that what he's doing is wearing a mask, socially distancing, and when he goes up to speak, he will take the mask off, put it back on.
Meadows speaking there on CNN, USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.